Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, a day like today on a Reaction Tuesday, we ought to hear you react on a Reaction Tuesday. Tyler has opened up the phone line, 713-572-4610. What's the most concerning thing for you with the Texans? Maybe there is nothing concerning. And you're like, hey, man, like I'm good. They're all right. Just some things near there. Or I would assume at least some of you have some concerns. 713-572-4610. We would love to hear from you. Clint, I'll kick it off. The thing that I cannot take away from my mind after watching yesterday's game, and that is all off season, when we see the change from the offensive coordinator, the offensive line coach, and Cole Popovich, and the feel of we want to be more physical. We want to be a run team. We want to be able to run the football. We've heard several players, linemen, talk about not being in the zone scheme and in the gap scheme and being able to do things we want to do to show some aggressiveness in our run game. And that's what we kind of thought they were going to be. And then when it all hit the fan, second down and goal, third down and goal, fourth down and goal, at the 1 yard line, they get in shotgun and they throw it 2 out of 3 times. And it's like that's not what it seemed like you guys were trying to be. And that one was really concerning to me, of like, damn, man, that they want to be a physical run team. They want to be able to move people. And at the 1 yard line, they didn't even, I think you said this before the show, they didn't even get into a position where they looked like they were even going to threaten that.
They didn't even pose the threat. I mean, Jakob Johnson was an add to the roster here late, your fullback. And, the three guys inside, at least the two guards right now, are guys that you signed first and foremost because they can move folks in the run game, or at least that's their stronger point than pass blocking. Nick Chubb is a downhill between the guards, between the tackles type of runner. Hell, he wasn't even on the field. So, I mean, it's the concerning part of that is what it screams, right? Is we don't even have an idea beyond just in that particular moment trying to force the ball to Nico Collins. Like we don't have a plan, much less an identity. Yeah. You know, like the gun, hell, I think all four snaps were from the gun. I know all three from the goal
all
line.
All three
were.
From the one, yeah. Yeah, that one was from the gun, and they got it to Nico at the one.
Yeah,
and then they stayed in shotgun.
Okay,
the next three plays.
Yeah, so that, I mean, just that in itself. Again, you know, no Nick Chubb in that last play. I agree with you. I'd feel better if they went down there and ran it three times and got stuffed. And you'd say, well, at least they're working to their players' strengths and they're doing what they told us they were trying to do.
Yeah.
You would rather that than just the grasping at straws. It seemed like the moment was too big and that for them to even just stick to their guns of what they built the O-line like.
Yeah, I mean, I know they're not the Ravens, Clint. And they're not the Lions, but it seems like that's what they are saying. They were saying in the offseason they're moving to, and they're turning to. And I don't think those teams are from the one. Hey, here we go, baby. Let's get his shotgun and throw this piece. You know, every time. I'm not saying they won't throw it, but that was concerning to me. Like, man, that's
well,
what you
it,
said
it's
you were.
Even. But Ron, it's even a more. I mean. I think the biggest thing is like, you know, what is your identity, and what are you trying to accomplish? I think they're rolling the dice on that. And then if you just take into account that there's no Christian Kirk, you take into account that you've really got one dude out there that can create separation in that particular. You got one target, so it's even screams more to, hey, let's run the football, or let's get it to Nico in some creative ways instead of. What they did. So I don't know. I agree with you. I think the lack of an identity and the lack of even a plan to try to develop a certain identity, yeah,
like you said,
is a problem.
Shotgun Dory in there. They're not running.
Yeah, they don't think that there's a threat of run there.
All right, let's hear from you. 713-572-4610. What things are you, or what is the thing that most concerns you about the Texans right now as they are 0-2? To start the season. Eddie, go ahead.
Yeah, my two concerns with the Texans are this. One is with Nick and one is with D'Amico. So far as Nick, he miscalculated the offensive line, period, end of story. We all drank the Kool-Aid this offseason thinking, oh, these, I don't want to say hacks, but these journeymen who have come in across the league that no one wanted, they're our interior line and they're garbage. Sorry, they're garbage. You're from the 1 yard line, you can't punch it in. That's on Nick as much as anyone else, and there were free agents out there to be had, but I can see Nick saying, well, you know, we're going to stick to our formula and these guys just aren't quite worth it because they're getting overpaid. Guess what? When your O-line stinks as bad as our did, you're going to need to overpay, and he's going to need to realize that sometimes you're going to have to overpay. And my problem with D'Amico is this. We've got too many guys on this team that are just great guys and team players, blah, blah, blah. Dari Gumbawale, who got his ass blown up. He got CJ sacked. Looking right at a guy, he got trucked, and CJ got sacked because of it. Oh, but he's a great guy. Damian Pierce, year three on this team. Oh, he's a great guy. Why is he on the team? He hasn't done anything. Jalen Petrie, congratulations. Jalen's a great guy. He, as much as anyone, lost us that game in L.A. And Henry Toto'o, yeah, great. He's working out. He's all buff. He's a great team player. That last drive cost us the game. He missed the sack, and he's not tackling properly, throwing shoulders than people.
All right, I got you, Eddie. I got you, Eddie. I think Eddie's a little emotional. Henry wasn't too bad. I mean, I feel you. He missed a tackle. Some of the thing with Nick, I will tell you, I'll speak for Clint. I don't think we drink the Kool-Aid on the offensive line answers. In the offseason, we continued to warn and wonder what that would look like. So, no, man, I don't know if the nice guy. I think Henry Toto'o is a nice guy, but can still play football. I think Jalen Petrie is a nice guy, can still play football. He just shouldn't be in coverage with Puka Nacua with the game in big moments, but he can still play ball. All right, Sam, your biggest concern with the Texans right now.
Yo, man, that last caller can drink the Kool-Aid by himself. All off season, man, I've been talking about, why are y'all getting four or five wide receivers when y'all need an offensive line? That's number one. Two, you got 100 million obese people in the freaking U.S. You can't find five of them that can protect in the run and pass block? Come on now.
Appreciate the call, Sam. Yeah. Yeah. As of right now, it does look like they have miscalculated their plan to fix the biggest problem they had last year.
They're all fixable.
In the offensive line. It does appear that they have done that. Some people texting in, CJ's accuracy issues is the biggest concern. The running game is the biggest concern. A couple of people texting in. Yeah, I mean, I get it to the 1 yard line, that part, and it seemed like that was going to be a staple of what they wanted to be, was to run the football, and they're unable to do
it. Well, look, I mean, this shouldn't surprise anybody. What we're talking about is not the biggest surprise. I mean, look, it shouldn't surprise anybody, given the way that they address the offensive line, that there are still offensive line struggles. It shouldn't surprise anybody that Nick Caley is a first-year play caller and, you know, just simply has never done this before. It shouldn't surprise anybody that C.J. Stroud has been getting the hell beat out of him for 20-plus games, including a full training camp of it, and now he's got some accuracy issues, and maybe there's some people talking about his footwork and things of that nature. None of that should surprise anybody. The biggest problem with the Houston Texans is the defense, where you hang your hat, just got walked through, messed through a goose, walked through to 5.7 yards per carry, 30 carries, 169 yards. That right there, that folks, that right there, if that is the case and this defense got exposed and that's what we're looking at the rest of this season, this team ain't winning the division. This team ain't going to the playoffs. Yeah. That's the biggest concern. You can look at the offense, and although I'm not an excuse maker and I don't like this, you can look at the offense and say, I can see where they're going to be significantly better week 8 or 9 than they are right now.
Playoffs.
I can see where, you know, Nick Caley can get his bearings about him, and you're going to get some guys healthy this week with Braxton Berrios and Christian Kirk coming back, and, you know, the offensive line can be a little better. They're not going to be great, be a little better. I can see where, not saying it's going to happen by any means, but I can see where this offense is better. I don't know how you fix what we just watched them D tackles get folded. I don't know how you fix that, especially like you said, Well, you got two division games and then Baltimore comes to town? You don't think Baltimore watched that film and is like, oh boy.
I think they were that way before.
Well, you know, fair. I've questioned the interior defensive line that D'Amico's put on the field the last couple of years. But I'll be honest with you, I've never seen them get done like they did.
And that's why I think they'll clean that up, Clint. Not to get walked like that.
I just don't know how do you clean it up though, Ron. That was man on man. I mean, that was double team just not holding any ground. That's my concern. I don't know how.
I want to see it. Like I want to see if that happens week after week, right? Like it's a lot of the same guys from last year: Mario Edwards, Tim Settle, Foley Fatakasi. They added Sheldon Rankins.
Yep.
Right. I want to see it. Maybe Tommy Togiai gets activated. I'm not sure.
I imagine he's gonna be active.
The only time I remember them getting just done in like that was, oddly enough, the Ravens. I don't know if that's. I want to see if that happens week after week before I look at it and say that is something. But help me, Jacksonville. They ran ETN ran for 140 something in week one. So I mean, they're probably going to try to attack that as well. All right, our guy Dom from Jersey. What's your concerns with the Texans right now?
Guys, I'm concerned because this organization lied to us. They lied to themselves. They lied to the fans. They lied to Dom from Jersey. Watching this offense is like watching a car crash happen in slow motion, right? This is the same operation as it was last year. The offensive line was horrific last year. So what? Let's run it back. Let's make Cole Popovich the full-time head coach because that makes sense. Nick Caley, you bring him in because Bobby Slowick was so bad. Well, guess what? Now our new guy can't even get Nico Collins the ball, all right? D'Amico's clock management has somehow gotten even worse. It was embarrassing at the end of the game yesterday. And you want to preach the swarm mentality, yet you got 6 to 7 guys swarming to the ball and nobody can make a tackle, okay? Nick Caserio, this roster is incomplete. It sucks. C.J. Stroud, I'm sick of him. I'm sick of his demeanor. Will Anderson had 10 pressures yesterday and only 1 sack. If he was chasing Stroud, he would have got him 6 to 7 times. Last thought here, boys. I left you with a hot take last week not to extend Stroud. This week, I'm letting you know Stroud will not be the starting quarterback by week 17. Love you, boys. Let's go, Texans.
Wow.
Dom. Stop, man. Dom.
End of the year.
He is fantastic.
That's a professional right there.
He starts good, and then he says, I am going to build upon my hot take from last week. I got to go hotter. Dom, I don't know how hotter you can go. Week 17, stop it. If there is an injury, maybe. C.J. Stroud is going to be the starter. All right. If C.J. Stroud is not the starter by week 17 and it's not due to injury, it is due to poor play, I'll invite Dom in to do the show for this. I'll invite Dom in to sit right here. You hear me, Dom? Damn, you're in Jersey. I'm not going to fly you down. But, Dom, you find your way down here. I will invite your ass in one day to do the show. There is no chance. Now, let's calm down, Dom.
That's a good call, man. That is a solid call. I disagree with the roster. I do think the roster is significantly more talented than what we're seeing. But, boy, that's good.
There's some good stuff in there. Obviously, that take was hotter than ever. But the CJ demeanor thing, that was one of the things that I was speaking about when I said about Tyler earlier. When you're winning, there's some things that some guys on the team do that it's just kind of how he is. When you start losing, there's some things where that kind of stuff turns and makes you feel different. And I've seen the demeanor thing come up here. I've seen people on the text line talk about the demeanor thing, and now you can hear it from Dom. So.
Yeah, I don't – look, the demeanor thing has been the demeanor thing for – 3 years now.
Yeah,
I mean unless you're referring to his words and the vibe and tone in the post game pressers the last 2 weeks, but the demeanor of, you know, nothing's a big deal, just move on to the next. I love everybody. I pray for everybody. I want to be everybody's friend. Like the whole demeanor of like questioning, does this guy have the ability to take the bull by the horns? Does this guy have the ability to be the Texans offense and not be dependent on a top play caller, not be dependent on a supporting group that is elite with all these different targets. Like, do you have the ability to do that without all of the before mentioned, right? I mean, I thought that was the biggest thing that we would discover or uncover, you know, this year. And unfortunately, 2 weeks in, it doesn't look good.
Low blow on that. If Will Anderson would have had those 10 pressures against CJ, he'd have had 6 or 7.
6 of them.
That's terrible. Coming up, it may be tough for some, but I don't think so. We'll do our players of the game, our Manai Institute players of the game. We do this each and every week. We will have ours. You can send yours in as well.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Do that coming up.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right. It is time. We do this usually on Mondays after games on Sunday, but it is a Tuesday since they played last night. Texans, as you know, on this Reaction Tuesday, drop a tough one. And we do our players of the week. By the way, I did want to, Tyler, let me know if you find and hear anything new about Yordan Alvarez. We know Yordan Alvarez is, by the way, Chandler Rome just tweeted this out, his team photo day at the Daikin Park. And Yordan Alvarez was not included in the photo. Today.
Well, that's because his ankle went in 18 different places last night.
Apparently. Of course, with the Astros, if you missed it, he was running home and just stepping on the plate. And somehow he turned his ankle, according to Jeremy Pena, who said he had a front row seat. He turned his ankle twice while just running and just stepping on the plate. He was seen in a walking boot with crutches. Coming out of the clubhouse last night. Should have an MRI today, and we'll find out a little bit more, hopefully, from Joe Espada. But if you missed it in the midst of that game yesterday, the Astros got a big win. They're now half game behind the Mariners, who are in Kansas City for a three-game set. But it looks like Yordan Alvarez, I mean, he's on crutches last night and a boot, Clint, especially with him. He may miss some time, it looks like.
Well, I hope this is a diva thing.
I hope
this is one of those. Oh man, I'm gonna overreact. No, it didn't. It looked like he laid that ankle on the home plate. Sucker over all of his weight. I mean, it looked like that foot started to slide a little bit when it hit the edge of that dirt. That ankle, just all of his weight, just rolled over.
It's not ideal.
Yeah, it is not ideal. And now look, the thing is, we've seen some nasty ankle rolls. In sports, and we've seen guys jump up and continue to play, especially when
basketball players, we see it a lot.
A lot, right? But especially when all we need him to do is DH, and so you hope that this is not a fracture. You hope it's, you know, at the worst, a high ankle sprain, something that they can work on for the next couple of weeks, and he can still take BP, he can still be up on it, they can control the swelling with all the. You know, all the bells and whistles that they have in pro sports today from a training perspective, medical training perspective. So hopefully, man, keep your fingers crossed that there's no kind of fracture or anything like that or tear. And this is just a sprain as it was first reported.
Yeah, he's definitely not in the lineup today. So,
well, there's never a doubt. Yordan is not going to fight through it.
Well, I mean, hell, he left in crutches, so I would assume that is.
No, I mean, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he left in crutches or not. Yordan's ass was good. If he'd have popped up and went right to the bench, and he was not going to be in that lineup today. There was going to be a soreness.
He was. I mean, that was. I said, what happened? Because we're in the press box. I said, what in the hell happened? I watched that video. I said, I mean, you got to be kidding me. Now you can't even. They can't score runs from him without getting hurt. Wow. All right. So we'll keep you updated. On Yordan as soon as we get more information. But he's not in the lineup today. All right, our Man Eye Institute Players of the Game. Man Eye Institute, see life better. Tyler, we can kick it with you. Who is your Man Eye Institute Player of the Game?
I got to go with Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back, Bucky Irving. 17 rushes for 71 yards. That's fun. It's like a little mirror image of itself. 6 receptions for Bucky for 50 yards, and he got me my fantasy football win, so I'm going Bucky.
I don't think it's
supposed to. Damn sure ain't no Texan.
I don't think it's supposed to be the opposing team.
I mean, that's fair. I mean,
it's what I was feeling. I like to bend the rules, you know, not break them.
This is worse than when you gave it to the towel boys and ladies.
Oh, I thought about that one right here.
Okay, he goes with Bucky Irving. All right.
It was either going to be Bucky Irving or the guys that run out on the field in timeouts and squirt the water bottles in the players' mouths. It was going to be one of the two. So
and there were options there. All right, Clint, I'm gonna go with Nico Collins. I think Nico Collins only got 3 balls thrown his way. He almost had 2 touchdowns. That first touchdown catch, we're sitting up there. I didn't think there was a chance in hell that he was in bounds. And then you looked at it. Hell, he got 3 pieces of him in bounds. And the shin got in, caught in, and both his feet, and he made an incredible catch. And this is like this. He had like the performance of like the starting pitcher who goes out there and he pitches well, but the bullpen blows it or the offense doesn't score any runs and there's nothing to show for it. Clint, he was. We could see him in the press box. He was running open multiple times. And it wasn't that the pressure got to him. There were a couple of times that CJ just missed him or missed him late, and there could have been big plays. I would say to me, and you'll watch the All-22 tomorrow, but I can remember 2 to 3 different times that there could have been bigger plays made with Nico. Touchdowns, I think he was open in the back of the end zone. There was one play where he was just somehow just floating across the entire field by himself, and yeah. Then CJ caught him when the corner got there. So Nico Collins had his first touchdown, a big catch in the end zone. I'll give it to Nico Collins.
I mean, that's much to pick from. I'm going to go with the only bright spot from a guy that is considered an offensive skill player, Jalen Noll.
Boy, he's somewhere from that special.
3 kickoff returns, 78 yards, a long of 34. 3 punt returns, 67 total yards, long of 53. I mean, he was tremendous. He was absolutely tremendous in the return game. And so much so, Ron, and this isn't just from the results here, even watching it a little bit last week. Like, I don't know how they don't, again, like Nick Cayley, I do know how, because there's other fish to fry. There's bigger priorities. But, like, they've got to be looking at Jalen Noll and saying, hey, man, we've got to find a way to get this guy 2 or 3 touches in the offense. We got to find a way to hand it to him instead of Xavier Hutchinson on the speed sweeps. We got to line him up in the backfield and toss it to him. You know, you've got a bunch of backs, and Woody Marks can run outside stuff. But you know, just as a one off, if it's not going to be Nico, which is who I'd prefer, then your gadget guy could be Noll. But they've got to find a way to get this guy touches offensively, even with Christian Kirk returning and Braxton Berrios returning. They still got to find a way to get him touches. There's another gear there that some of these other guys just don't have.
Glenn, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing one. I don't know that he has never had an unsuccessful wide receiver screen. I feel like that should be there should be one every game to him. If not, at least to do it so often that you're setting up a potential big play behind it. But that, like, he should get us an easy screen, something like that, every time. Like, from preseason, season.
Nico's not even getting those.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, when you're talking about, like, ways to get him the ball. Like, right now, like, I mean, I think he's, him and Woody are your second most explosive players.
I think it's fair.
Right, like with no Christian Kirk right now, they're like and they've got to find a way to get touches. And again, we've watched him run screens, and I don't know that he's not been successful on I don't know that he hasn't been successful on any of the screens that they have run to him. And boy, just got to find a way to get him more involved in any of these guys that can that can add something to. All right, coming up, we got to look at this thing kind of big picture wise for the Texans. I don't believe they're in trouble right now, but when you look at the division appears to be better than maybe some expected it to be coming into the year. We'll look at the division and where the Texans are right now as they are 0-2 compared to it.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We'll discuss that next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, you heard him, and it is a Reaction Tuesday here live on The Drive. Coming up an hour from now, if you missed it, D'Amico spoke to the media. You can hear that coming up an hour from now. So stay tuned about 4:40. Get ready for that. And Clint, as I said, we'll look at the division part here. My man Jason, man, I appreciate you, Jason. You've been waiting through here, man. Almost missed you, Jason. We'll let you close this out here, man. What are you most concerned about right now when it comes to the Texans?
All right, here are my three concerns.
You got three.
Three of them. Clint, you read my mind. The first one is the lack of creativity. Right, we watched the Rams last week, motion players open. We have two dynamic running backs, even though Nick Chubb is, you know, he's getting back into form and whatnot, but we got two dynamic running backs that we can put in the game at the same exact time and start having the defense guess on, are they going to run it? Are they going to swing Marks out of the backfield? Are they going to throw it to Nico or Higgins or Xavier Hutchins? Second thing is the defense, I don't technically have a problem with the defense. However, we need to add an element to the swarm. We need to add hug to that. So when you swarm on them, then you hug them, then you tackle them. You feel me? I mean, it's really that simple. We got to quit putting our shoulders into them. This is not little league football. This is the highest level of football, and these guys know that you cannot just put your hands on them. You got to hug them and put them on the ground. And my third thing is this. We all love CJ. We don't know what's going on with CJ, but when is CJ going to turn into the dog that he's supposed to be? Period, point blank.
Appreciate the call, Jason. A few things there. That one is interesting, Clint. The first point that he made is he was in New England around Josh McDaniels, and listen, they have their own system, but we at least saw Josh McDaniels, where I kind of looked at him a little bit different, was he at least for a stretch had Cam Newton and was able to do and change what his offense always looked like with Brady, and then obviously we saw him with Mac Jones, and find a way to use his offense to fit what Cam Newton does well. So we saw some creativity there. And then Nick Cayley's been with Sean McVay the last few years in L.A. with the Rams. And, I mean, he's one of the more creative minds, and we've seen how he can draw up things and do things to get guys open. Maybe it's coming. Maybe he's just getting his bearings, but you do wonder if we will see some, as you would say, some creative things, some different formations, something that isn't just normal or predictable or something. Hadn't really seen much creativity or anything where you're like, oh, that's interesting. You haven't really seen much of that.
Well, it doesn't take much. I mean, this is where, you know, I think you – it's very easy, and I'm sure the organization will and probably is, leaning on the crutch of, man, we're young offense. You heard CJ say it, man, it's a young offense. We're learning. You know, it's early in the season. All the excuses. But the reality of it is the words creative or exotic seem to be, when you're talking offensive football, a lot of times, you know, people think that, boy, that's just advanced stuff, and it's really not. Right, it's a lot of window dressing. Are you going to run a speed cut? Are you going to run Nico Collins on a cut split quick out with no motion involved, stagnant on the line, and allow the linebacker to force the throw to be perfect outside and the corner over the top, like force it to be thrown into a very tight window? Or are you going to motion him down like speed motion, just jet down real quick, snap the football, let him run the quick out, and now you make the linebacker pause? It's a throw in the ocean for the quarterback, right? Those are the kind of exotics that I'm talking about. How about a screen to Nico Collins? How about instead of handing the jet sweep to a guy that has zero twitch and zero explosiveness, no disrespect, Hutch, it's just where it's who he is in terms of instead of handing it that, why don't you hand it to the guy that is one of the most difficult wide receivers in football to tackle, right? Why don't you hand it to the guy that has clearly was my player of the game and had 100 damn near 150 yards worth of returns and appears to have a little different gear and a little different twitch. Why don't you hand it to that guy? Right? I mean, that those are the kind of things that when I talk exotic, creative, I don't need you to reinvent the wheel. I just need you to not make it very, very simple for defenses to identify Nico Collins. 2 weeks in a row, we've heard C.J. Stroud go up there. Yeah, a lot of rolling coverage to Nico Collins. Well, hell, you're making it easy. You're parking his ass over there to the sideline, and he ain't moving. He's on the ball half the time, can't move. Right? So it's like it's not about being, like, exotic is the right word and creative is the right word, but it's not about, like, groundbreaking, you know, just earth-shattering type stuff. This is very fair to expect Nick Cayley in this department to be significantly more advanced than he is right now. I mean, have we seen a tight end screen? He's a tight end guru. Have we seen a tight end screen?
No, Revan's hurt.
Well, you got one 12 that's making $12 million. Yeah, I mean, and I know it sounds like a broken record, right?
He played pretty well last night, too, to be honest with you. Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, no. It ain't him. It's not him.
He had
a huge
first down catch where he created separation.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was probably that might have been the best, like, pitch and catch from CJ outside of the Nico catch.
Absolutely.
But that right there on time was a big third down, because I remember Tyler Clint leaned over to me and said, hey, Ron, 3rd and 11. Nico Collins on the bench.
3rd and 11, you got 3 wideouts on the field, and Nico Collins is on the bench in a critical point in the game. Luckily, he went straight to Dalton Schultz.
Dalton had a hell of a move, set up 1st and goal.
I just don't understand how that even remote. I don't know. How does that happen? Given that everybody's injured, how does Nico Collins even consider coming off the field late in games for any reason other than injury? Like, how do you even turn your head and focus your eyes on the sideline for anybody to tell you to come off? I mean, I'd argue that Nico Collins should wave off and put two hands in the back of whoever was coming to replace him and shove his young ass back to the sideline. But instead, he trots off the field on 3rd and 11 with the game on the line.
Roger, like, Dorn,
what,
huh?
What in the world? What are we thinking? What are we doing? That's the kind of mind-boggling stuff. Like, we're sitting here talking about being creative and being exotic, and we can't even get Nico Collins on the field in 3rd and 11. And miss me with the whole the rotation. The guy can't be in every play. He can damn sure play. If we got 20 plays left in the fourth quarter, he can be in every one of them sunbucks.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, guess what? The entire offensive line played every snap of the game, 100% of them. Nico's ass can too. Like, that baffles me.
Yeah.
So I mean, we gotta be realistic here. You know, we've got to get the right people to stay on the field in critical moments. Right? We've got to, like D'Amico speaking to the media earlier. I don't care that Laken Tomlinson got beat in pass protection in one-on-one. Hey coach, how can the offensive line be better? Well, we've got to win our one-on-one battles. And goes on for 5 minutes talking about one-on-one battles. You can't identify anybody. The guys that are hurting you aren't the guys that you got a hat for, the ones that are hurting you that are free running to your quarterback. Like, you've got an identification problem. Really, I'd love to see more exotic stuff. I'd love to see him feed Nico Collins in creative ways. I would love to see him get Jalen Noll the ball in creative ways. But the reality of it is, we're at a point where we've got to just hope that in goal-to-go situations, Nick Chubb, one of the best short yardage backs in the last 15 years in the NFL, is on the field, right? And we don't have a reserve special teams back on the field. Like, should it really surprise anybody that – and this is not – again, I feel terrible. Like, Dare is a great dude, great player. And there's a place for him in the league for 20 years if he wants to be here.
Yeah, but it ain't him telling himself to go out there.
Is it Dare's fault that he's got to pick up a blitzing safety off the edge that lowers the boom on him and he gets blown off his feet? Like, he is a special teams guy. Like, I mean, you got a 215-pound back or whatever the big – however the hell Nick Chubb – he's got to be 200. You got a 200-pound back sitting over on the sideline that could drop his weight and lift that safety up off his feet.
Jakob
could too. That wasn't who I was referring to, but he could.
I don't know.
The conversations are really, like, they're good to have about the why aren't we seeing this or that? But the reality is, if you watch this offense, you've just got to get to a point where you can identify. Like, it's not even, again, in the pass protection game, Ron, it's not about getting a hat for a hat. It's about directing traffic so that I know where the free runners come.
Who is that coming from? Like, why are they?
I don't know.
D'Amico said communication issues. Like, we were saying it. Like, oh boy, I thought the line's doing pretty well in this first half. It was clear. Only Brian Flores traditionally blitzes more than Todd Bowles. It was clear he was just holding them back, and then in the second half, he was going to let it go. And in the second half, he started blitzing more, and then all hell broke loose. Well, whose fault or who is responsible?
I think the number one problem with this offense is the goal is to go to the line of scrimmage and try to figure out which guys are coming and which guys aren't.
Oh, yeah, it's back to the Deshaun way of things when he would walk up.
And so they're up there playing games, hoping you get confused, hoping that you're not looking at the coverage, hoping that you don't know who's coming, and they're driving the ship, right? They're the ones that are handling it at this point. And instead, you go up there, protect your A gaps for damn sure, but protect yourself from let's call it from the left guard all the way to the damn sideline to your right. Get all that stuff protected, and then I know, boom, right here is where my problem area is. Is that guy coming or not? If he comes, you got to make a play. If he bails, you're comfortable. They're trying to figure out and trying to be perfect and figure out which guys are coming, get a hat for a hat so that I can stand back. And every now and then they get it. Every now and then they get it, and CJ stands back there and pats the ball, stands flat-footed, and it's like, okay, they figured it out. That's a great play. In reality, that approach is, I mean, hell, you roll the dice, you're gonna hit the numbers every now and then. I mean, the reality of it is it's not working for them. And they're making pass protection a lot more difficult than it is. It's not that difficult.
Sound like you were saying that last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was the same stuff last year. Your quarterback is still getting surprised with free runners. Like, protections are designed. Like don't take the man aspect out of it. Take the man of I'm trying to get a hat for a hat and point everybody in the right direction. Take all that crap out of it, right? If you slide protect, and you can slide from the guard over the tackle over. Do it. Everybody slides from the guard over. Now that puts the tackle on the defensive end. You keep big on big there. You slide everywhere else. And I know where I just slid from, where that tackle's over there by himself on that defensive end. If they bring anybody else over there, I got a back that jumps up in there. But if they bring a third guy, I'm in trouble. And it's all right here to my left. It's all right here. I know exactly where it's at. Right? But they're up there trying to do this man stuff and get a hat for a hat. And trying to decide which guy's coming and which guy's not, and you're going to lose that battle 9 times out of 10. Problem is, Brady and Belichick were pretty damn good at it.
What you got coming up?
Well, we had a game. It is a Reaction Tuesday, and on any day after the game, you ask not to be plugged into the drive, no doubt, but you got to be plugged into Dirty's Daily because we got to do some cussing and discussing. It's at Reaction Tuesday. We got to talk about another frustrating loss for the Texans, and I got some takeaways that we got to put on the table. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.